720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio. Excited to have on the line on Memorial Day a military veteran, inventor, author, columnist, star of the Food Network monster hit show The Kitchen, many, many more, and the biggest Memorial Day summer kickoff radio special. Welcome to the one and only Sonny Anderson. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane. Thanks for having me, as always. Just a huge honor also just to be here. As a veteran from a large military family, you know, Memorial Day is about those families that gave the ultimate sacrifice. And so, especially now with what we've all been through, for families to have a time to be able to actually get back together and commune and celebrate and see each other. I'm happy to kick off that season of family love.
And kicking it off here, too, and on a day that is about both of those things, Memorial Day and the great sacrifice and men and women in uniform and all those things that are you, as well as food, celebrating this holiday through food. That is the way that a lot of people spend the day. And so talk about it as far as, you know, as a food, and a lot of the listeners want to know this, and they text in about this kind of stuff, and they wonder, people who on their business card, it says culinary individual, food superstar, celebrity chef, all that kind of stuff. Do you feel any pressure to do something different or better on really what is a traditionally food celebrated holiday?
No, not at all. I mean, I find myself very boring in that, you know, I just kind of putt along from day to day. And, you know, usually for Memorial Day, I'm at home just hanging out with the home crew here, and I cook. You know, maybe it's on the grill, maybe it's not, depending on, you know, what I feel like cooking or what the weather is. I try not to put any constraints around how I eat and how I entertain. And that turns up good things like, you know, Thanksgiving in January.
Well, right, there shouldn't be rules. Like, you know, I always wonder, and we talk about, you've been on Thanksgiving a couple times with us as well, you know, where sometimes you're sitting at the beginning of it, you're like, this is awesome, why don't we do this all the time? And I know that it's hard to put it all together. One of the things that's great about summer kickoff and grilling in the backyard is usually it's easy, right? Yeah. And so talk a little bit about your thoughts on that. Amazing stuff you guys do on the show, and of course in your own kitchen at home, but just kind of being able to cook outside, eat outside, all that.
Well, for like a day like today, when, you know, the hint is get on out there and grill. Grilling is super easy. I find that first, it's less dishes for some reason, right? A lot of aluminum foil gets balled up and thrown into the trash can. But then also a lot of things that you put on the grill, you can get quick results from. We're not talking about slow and low barbecuing here. We're talking about ears of corn. You put them on there and get them nice and charred and blistered. I mean, that's done in 2 seconds. You know what I'm saying? Salmon, fish, shrimp on a skewer. There's so many things that you can get on the grill and get it kissed with that flavor of cooking outdoors, and really enjoy it with plenty of ease. I think one of the hardest things for people to do is maybe, you know, the right things to temperature. So I think everyone should just solve that problem by getting an internal thermometer and, you know, calling it a day.
You know? Well, the thermometer is great. It is one of those great tools. The other thing people could do is get themselves an issue of the current Food Network magazine, right? And so when in the backyard, you know, you've got the ribs, which are like on that team photo of awesomeness for the kind of things that you can do. Talk a little bit about that, because that is, it's one of the things that I think everybody does. Some people do it right. Some people think they do it right, but you've got some important advice for them in the magazine.
Yeah, so what you're talking about is the June issue of Food Network magazine that's out right now. On the cover is a crowdsourced recipe for ribs. And I helped kind of, I'm the conduit to get that recipe done from the audience. And basically what I do is I just have a poll on my Twitter account about any particular food item. You know, how do you make it? What ingredients would we use? And then I really take those poll answers, give them to a culinary team at Food Network Magazine, and they develop the recipe based on that. So for anyone that wants the quintessential all-American voted on rib recipe, it's right there in the magazine and on the cover. But, you know, for anyone that has like a family favorite recipe or something you want to try, One thing that they, I mean, many things they need to know, but, you know, slow and low really is the key. And then the reason that you're going slow is it takes a long time for that conjunctive tissue to melt away and become that moist, you know, juiciness that you want it to be. And in order for that to happen, you need a moist environment. So usually it's steam. A lot of times you'll see people wrapping their ribs in aluminum foil, or putting something in a dish with like some beer or water or stock or any kind of liquid under the ribs so that, you know, you get that juicy drip off and maybe you do something with that. But that creates that steamy environment. So I see, you know, slow and low is the way to go, but also think about a moist environment and understand if you're going to be doing ribs, it's going to be for hours, right? So start in the morning, kind of like Thanksgiving.
Right. But that's one of the things that people, it's great to think about ribs. It's even better to eat them, but it's one thing that's to right. think about it too late, right? You should yeah. plan ahead for that. Well, when it comes to, we talked a little bit about the business card and all that kind of stuff and when it is. And for you, outdoor grilling, sometimes it's just the backyard out there. Sometimes it's a stadium filled with your favorite team or maybe be the biggest enemy and a lot of friends. And so tailgating is one of those things too. So burgers and hot dogs and things like that go great on the grill. People can have that. Does Sonny Anderson have like a special like burger recipe or maybe some sort of hack or a special cheese? Do you have a way that you like it?
You know, I love flipping it, you know, pun intended. Every time I make a burger, I just try to have fun with it. I mean, I think the, you know, the base level is salt and pepper, and I always add cumin to my ground beef. And I love a 85-15 or an 80-20. You know, sometimes I'll do a fun blend, but I love just regular chuck. You know, sometimes I'll do things that are interesting, like load it up with herbs or add some curry powder and, you know, top it with cilantro instead of lettuce. But I find like every time I do something different, I am trying to get back to my Juicy Lucy days, since you're speaking about football and everything. And for that trick, I think a lot of times people will stuff a burger with shredded cheddar. And I've never had a shredded cheddar stuffed burger that I thought, wow, this cheese really melted great and it's delicious. So I decided, you know, I'm going to Juicy Lucy myself. And I don't know what they're doing. You can walk into, you know, the bar there and get yourself one and you can see what they're doing, but you don't know what they're doing. So I like to freeze nacho cheese dip in little ice cube trays and then plunk that in the center of, you know, the burger patty and then grill that. And when you bite into that, you get a more rewarding melty cheese because it's already a cheese sauce and not just like shredded cheese that is more greasy than anything when it melts. Oh. So that's a fun thing I like to do. I can't wait to get back to it. I've been thinking about it. I've got some nacho cheese in my pantry with a burger's name on it.
As we kick off summer, you know, with a lot of hope for some great times and all that, a lot of sports fans, you know, in a bunch of different sports are hoping to get back to being able to watch their sports in person. For the Bears, let's say here, and we have to admit it, sometimes, well, not sometimes, seems like every week, the best part of it is the tailgate, right? That's the best part of the game, what happens in the parking lot there. So we're going to be excited for that. When it comes to hot dogs, we take those seriously. A friend of ours came up with all 7 of the Chicago hot dog ingredients in one condiment. Does Sonny Anderson have some go-to condiments? You mentioned some spices that I think are kind of tricky and cool, but is there something that you like to put on everything?
Wow. Like,
I mean, is there like a go-to? Well, I don't know, because sriracha used to be one of those things people would stick it on everything. Did, but right?
Well, you know what? I'm playing fun with called Japanese barbecue sauce that I got on Amazon. Sometimes I just like shop the aisles and I see stuff that's interesting. It's kind of like funky, sweet, salty. It's really delicious. But I got to tell you, the sauce, like my door of my refrigerator, both sides is all sauces. So I don't have like a favorite one sauce. Like I've got a level of just hot sauces and red sauces, then a level of like all the green stuff or the mustards. And then the other side is all of the mayo and aioli type things and everything. So I like to have different sauces for different things. You know, I don't think one just kind of blankets everything for me.
I got it. As people get ready to dust off the Inflatium and get out there, they're looking forward to the sports. And one of the last things we wanted to ask you too is, we had just had South Beach down there where they were able to get the food festivals back. I know we cover a lot of them, broadcast from them. You're a starring piece of so many of those kind of things. Are there things that you want to share with the listeners that as summer opens up, hopefully in a big way, that you're really looking forward to getting back to?
Well, Dane, first, I just have to say thank you. You're always such a kind person to mention my brand Inflatium. And the way you just throw it in the conversation, it's just, I like how you slide it in right there. It's a true radio professional. So thank you for that. But, you know, for summertime, you know, for me, it is more about getting outside and enjoying Mother Nature, cooking and, you know, gardening and how things grow and things of that nature. It sounds so goofy and corny, but I really love it. But, you know, to me, that's what it's really for. And now that people are getting out more, you know, I've been hitting up a couple of friends that run restaurants and saying, hey, you know, now that, you know, inside is good. And I'm looking forward to going to a lot of the restaurant businesses that were struggling and, you know, having a good meal. And then what I've been saying around the house is like, just tip like I'm stupid. You know what I mean? Like,
that's
you know, trying to make up for what has happened over the past year. You can imagine there's so many different career fields where people were really affected. And so if you're in a career field where you know that, you know, some of your peers or people that love the same thing you do, which is food and cooking and service to others, are hurting, you know, it'd be nice to, if you can, you know, go out there and try to stimulate their pockets.
Yep, absolutely. Get out there and support them in a big way. And I know that there are people lining up to get ready to do that. It's going to be a great summer with all of our family, our friends, hopefully getting out there in more ways than ever before. And Sonny, as we let you get back to your Memorial Day, people wanted to know, like, what are you going to have today? Are you going to cook something? You could keep it a secret, keep it close to the vest, or if you want to share at least maybe one or two of the items you're going to be cooking up today.
Oh, yeah. You know, for the Today Show, it was a potato salad and grilled chicken on skewers. And I am keeping it simple just like that. So you can get the recipe on my Instagram feed today if you want that. And then I can share it with you as well if you'd like. And, you know, that's what I'm going to do. And then maybe for dessert, some ice cream, and I might grill some angel food cake or something like that.
All right. Keeping it fun. Always the food, always the fun. Sonny Anderson, we're going to have links up at WGNradio.com, and we'll let you get back to it. And thank you again, Sonny, for your service, for all of your radio acumen and know-how, and, of course, the great entertainment on the Food Network. And the listeners love it. They're always so excited when you're on. So thanks again, Sonny, and happy Memorial Day.
Dane, thank you so much. And can I just edit one of my answers? I do want that Day Glow green relish you guys have there in Chicago for my hot dogs.
well said. We've got it. And it's nowhere else, but we have it. Thanks, Sonny.
I need some in the mail, Dane. Come on.
It's on its way. It is on its way.
Thank you. All right, take care.